It's Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces, and I'm here with Coach Steve Denton, who is the men's coach at Texas A&M University, and we are watching some junior matches at the U.S. Open. Coach Denton, thank you for speaking with me.
Oh, you're welcome, Lisa.
I wanted to ask you, when you're at a tournament such as a Junior Slam, how does that differ from when you're at just a regular old USTA national event? What are you looking for here versus what you look for at those events, if anything different?
Well, obviously, it's a much bigger stage, so you see how the kids are handled, the adversity of being on a big stage. A lot of coaches around, there's a lot on the line for them and their coaches as well, and just to kind of see how they handle this situation. Also looking at, obviously, athletic ability, you know, looking for potential in players. And players that may not have a lot of holes in their game where you can do Band-Aid things with their swings and things like that as opposed to major surgery. If they have a real flaw in their game, which sometimes some of these younger players do, you know, you kind of look at those things as well to kind of determine whether they would be a good fit for your university.
When you're recruiting, do you ever ask the players if they have aspirations beyond college? And is that something that, as a coach, would be fun for you to help coach them to that next level?
Absolutely. I mean, I played the tour for 12 years, and so I feel like that it's an important question to ask, is what are their aspirations? One of the things that happens is if they are wanting to play professional tennis, then they generally play year-round. They generally play a lot in the summertime, and for their development, that's an opportunity for them to really hone in on their skills, not have to worry about their schooling. And so that's an important component for us, is we want players that are still looking to try to get a lot better, and at least at this stage in their career, you know, have aspirations of playing at the pro level.
Given that our website is really geared toward tennis parents and the parents of junior players in particular, do you have any advice for us?
Well, I mean, I think the parents need to understand that this is a long process. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon run. And so they need to be patient. I think they need to give their kids as many opportunities to compete as possible. Try to get them in, obviously, a great program so that they can be, as I said, alluded to earlier, be technically sound in their game. But the competing part is something that they need to learn how to do. And the more opportunities they get, the better opportunity they're going to be of playing at a high level.
Thank you, and enjoy your week at the Open.
Okay, thanks, Lisa.